Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh, we got a big night in store tonight. You may be saying to yourself, it's Wednesday. Why is it so big? I don't know. I'm feeling good tonight. This is Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80. Amber and Ian is presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. My pal tonight is Jake Asman. Jake, how are you this evening? Hello.
Zaz, what's going on? You're right. It's a Wednesday. I mean, they're calling this the best Wednesday, March 6th of 2024. So let's make them right.
It's never happened before. There's never been a March 6th, 2024. I feel like something special's on tap here. Now, this is my first time doing a show with you. And the first thing I have to point out now, I'm Miami. I'm South Florida. I'm 305 till I die. You're a New York guy. I got you in the Zoom here. You got your Yankee cap on. Are you and I going to be okay, the whole Miami-New York dynamic? Is this going to work out all right for the next few hours?
You know, we're going to find out. I mean, I know you're a Dolphins guy. I'm a Jets fan. I know you're a Heat guy. I'm a Knicks fan.
Ooh,
so
nobody's perfect. I get it.
Look, we're going to have our disagreements, and hopefully by the end of the show, we still could do what needs to be done to get to that end of the show, I guess is the best way to put it.
Okay, so you got your Yankee hat, but like you just said, you're a Jets fan. I thought that's not the way it's supposed to go. It's supposed to be Yankees-Giants, Jets-Mets. How did you avoid being a Mets fan?
So it typically does go that way, especially if you're from Long Island, New York, where I'm from, where it's, everyone's what's called a Jim fan for the most part, which would be Jets, New York Islanders. That'd be the I in Jim, and then M being the Mets. Thankfully, my dad is a huge Jets fan, grew up a Joe Namath fan, had season tickets with my grandpa at Chase Stadium. So, I was always going to be a Jet fan. He just didn't care for baseball, didn't care for the Mets. So shout out to my Uncle Evan, who took me to my first Yankees game when I was a young kid. And I fell in love with baseball, and I had to be a Yankees fan because of him. So I'm the rare Yankee-Jet combo, and thank God, because at least I have seen a championship or two in my lifetime. Because if I were the dreaded Jet Islander Met fan that most people from Long Island are, I would be even more miserable than I am right now.
All right, so you lucked out at least half the time there with the Yankees instead of the Mets. The Jets, obviously, that's a curse. It is what it is. Nobody needs to explain that. Amber yep. and Ian is presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. So we are 50 days away from the NFL draft. We're, what would you say, 99% sure who the number one pick is going to be? We just don't know for certain who's making it, but really both of those. We pretty much know it's Caleb Williams, and we pretty much know it's going to be the Chicago Bears. We don't know for 1,000% sure, but that's the direction we're headed in. Caleb Williams, though. So now the conversation we could have is Caleb Williams the type of rookie quarterback who should be starting right out the gate? So we got some interesting stuff here, Jake. Let's hear from Ryan Leaf, all right? Former NFL quarterback, former super high draft pick. He was on the Dan Patrick Show, and he's on the side making the case for Caleb Williams to sit.
You better be under the understanding that you're going to sit him this year, and that's not going to happen.
Why would you sit him?
Well, because 75% of what he made him so great in college is not transferable to the NFL. He's not going to be able to do that. He can't do what he did in college 75% of the time and be successful at the NFL level. He can do the 25% part at the NFL level, but he needs some time. He needs to get under center. He needs to understand how to throw on time, on platform, from the pocket. What he can do off platform is what makes him so exciting, because he may be one of the most talented quarterbacks in this year's draft and in many in the past year's draft. But he is a guy that I don't think can be a starter on day one.
So that's Ryan Leaf, former quarterback on the Dan Patrick Show, and that's a pretty wild thing to say when you consider we hear the term generational quarterback being thrown out there about Caleb Williams. So what's he talking about there, Jake, the 75%? What do you think he is referring to, the 75% that's not transferable right now?
Well, I watched a lot of Caleb Williams the last couple of years. How could you not when you hear about a kid being a generational prospect? And I guess he's referring to a lot of times when the play would break down, he'd have to escape and make throws off platform. But I don't think he's doing that on purpose. He had to play the way he did at USC because they didn't have a great offensive line in front of him. They didn't have tremendous weapons, especially this past year, which is why there was a diminish in his just overall production. I think it's unfair to say it was 75%. You know, I watched Caleb Williams, and at times he was an absolute weapon, an absolute force from the pocket, reading a defense, going through what needed to be done at the line of scrimmage, adjusting protections. I mean, he played in an offensive scheme that has produced a lot of quality NFL quarterbacks if you look at just guys that are currently out there. So I disagree with Ryan Leaf. Look, I think in a perfect world, all these guys would sit. But you name me the last number one pick in the draft that actually sat for a full year. It doesn't happen. And honestly, the more quarterbacks you talk to, the more they say, hey, playing and learning from your mistakes and going through those growing pains actually allows you to get better. So maybe in an ideal world, he would sit for a little bit, but that's not going to happen if they use the first pick in the draft on him in Chicago, which I fully expect to happen.
Yeah, so it doesn't happen anymore that the number one pick winds up sitting. Heck, it doesn't really happen anymore that a quarterback who's picked in the first round in the top 10 really winds up sitting in their first year. This used to be a thing. Like, when I was growing up in the 90s, it was a guarantee that a quarterback who was selected in the draft, wherever he was selected, is going to hold a clipboard for that first year. That was a guarantee. The part that strikes me about interesting what Ryan Leaf is saying there, that he's not going to be ready to play right from the get-go, if a guy who has the accolades, and I know he wasn't phenomenal every game this past year, there were a couple games he struggled, I get it, but a guy who has the accolades that Caleb Williams has, the guy who has the hype around him that Caleb Williams has, that he won't be ready to play from day one. Jake, if he's not going to be ready to play from day one, what rookie quarterback is ever going to be ready to play day one?
100%. And even if like they wanted to sit him, when you're moving on from Justin Fields to take him, if we just assume it's Chicago, like there's just going to be too much pressure on the fan base in Chicago to not play.
They're all going to be buying season tickets. I mean, they're probably one of the teams that has a wait list anyway, but they're all going to be buying tickets wanting to see Caleb Williams.
100%. And let's say hypothetically they're like, well, we refuse to play him. Well, at some point, you know he's playing his rookie year. The last number one pick that like didn't play at the beginning of the year, just kind of looking back at it here quickly, I think was Baker Mayfield in 2018. And by week three, week four of that season, Tyrod Taylor got hurt. And guess what? Baker Mayfield came in. He played well. It was his job the rest of the year. So it's been years since that already has happened. That was 2018. Think about the amount of teams Baker's been on since he was with the Browns. So it's not going to happen. Ryan Leaf could say what he wants. But I also think it's unfair to say that all 75% of what made Caleb great, he can't do at the NFL level. His comp seems to be Patrick Mahomes. Well, the way Caleb goes out there and plays, a lot of what Mahomes does, sure, it's in the pocket, but it's also the athletic off-schedule, off-platform throws that makes Mahomes special. When you watch the highlights of Caleb, I'm not comparing him to Mahomes, but the play style, at least from what you see at USC, is similar to what we have seen from Mahomes, not just with the Chiefs, but what you saw at Texas Tech as well.
You're listening to Amber and Ian here on ESPN Radio, both of whom are out tonight. He's Jake Asman. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. So the other side of this coin here, Ryan Clark, ESPN NFL analyst, he was on Get Up, and he is on the side that says it would actually be stupid not to play Caleb Williams right away.
I'm going to bring up three names right now. Go. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Yeah. I'm going to start with Lamar Jackson. Once he's drafted, amongst quarterbacks that are in the NFL, Lamar Jackson is going to be the only one that scares you more with his legs.
Ooh.
That can move the pocket the way he can.
Really?
That can be elusive in the backfield the way he can. Now, I'm going to bring up two other names. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. Immediately upon being drafted, when we're talking about arm talent, when we're talking about off-platform throws, when we're talking about being able to put the football anywhere you want to put it on the field, that's the tier he's on. Now, you tell me this. If you see a dude, and those are the people you're comparing him to, you're going to say, we're going to draft him first overall because of all of those reasons. But you know what, dog? Don't trip. Sit down. I wish you would. You do that, that's going to be malpractice. You should be fired. Your wife should never get a job. And your kid should be kicked out of school.
I mean, I don't know why, just because you make a mistake in your job, why your wife is now unemployable. And that's really strong. Your kids can't get accepted to college in a few years. That's a little bit strong. But I'm okay with sitting a quarterback who was taken in the first round. I don't think I'm okay, Jake, in sitting the quarterback number one overall who has been talked about the way Caleb Williams has. I know, you know, you can reference David Carr back with the Houston Texans and how you throw him out there either too early or behind an offensive line that isn't going to be able to protect him, and it's going to ruin his career. If Caleb Williams is who everybody says he is, then he's going to be just fine. Maybe not from the get-go, but nothing that winds up happening to him from the get-go, short of injury, should stop him from turning into a great quarterback.
100%. Now, I would disagree with Ryan Clark about, you know, your wife losing her job, kids not being allowed to school. You know, we should tar and feather the entire coaching staff. He said that as well. That just wasn't in the cut. We had to edit that part out. But, you know, you get the point. Like, at the end of the day, you're right. If this kid is as good as they say, he's got to play. He's got to go through the growing pains. And ultimately, I think there's this false narrative out there that, oh, you could ruin a quarterback. No, if the guy's as good as they say he's going to be, then he could overcome adversity. And I bring up Trevor Lawrence because he had Urban Meyer his first year. They were horrendous. Trevor Lawrence really struggled. And guess what? He overcame that and ended up being a I don't think he's generational, but he's a solid quarterback.
He's good.
For the Jaguars. Yeah. He's won a playoff game. He's certainly one of the 15 best players at his position in the sport. Like, I'm sorry, I know the Bears don't have this, like, illustrious history at the quarterback spot, but there's always got to be a first, and if Caleb Williams is the guy that they say he is, then barring injury, he's the week one starter, no questions asked.
He's Jake Asman, I'm Jonathan Zaslow. I think the whole Miami-New York thing is off to a pretty decent start here. You're listening to Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio. Coming up next, have you ever been sick of something everyone else loves? I'm finding myself in that exact situation right now. I'll tell you about it next on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ever been so sick of something that everyone else seemingly loves and cannot get enough of? You're listening to Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80. He's Jake Asman. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. Amber and Ian both out tonight. So here's what I got. Now, what has been dominating the news cycle over the last few weeks? What has been on your television more or on your radio more than the Kelce brothers? Now, Jake, when I say that, I don't want you to get the impression that, wow, Zaslow, you don't like the Kelce brothers? Like, the Kelce brothers are cool, right? Travis is amazing. Jason just retired. He's really fun, too. He goes to the games. He supports his brother. He's got his shirt off. He's chugging beers. He's a lot of fun. Like, on the surface, Jake, there's nothing not to like about the Kelce brothers, right?
I enjoy them. I think they're funny. They don't take themselves too seriously. They're obviously spectacular football players. Yeah. I'm a fan.
Yeah. I like the Kelce brothers as football players. I certainly like when Jason at his retirement press conference, the way he talks about his family, got very emotional. The way he talks about his family, the way he talks about his relationship with his brother, Travis. I love all that kind of stuff. So I don't want you to take this the wrong, I don't want anyone to take it the wrong way. I love that kind of stuff, all right? But I got to tell you, I put on an NBA game last night, and we're doing Kelce bobblehead night. It's the NBA, all right? I understand they're from Cleveland, I guess. I didn't know that. It's an NBA game. And we're doing Kelce stuff. But here's the thing. I understand Jason Kelce was a great player. I get it. I'm going to ask you a simple question here, Jake. I just want a simple answer. Is Jason Kelce the greatest offensive lineman of all time? Is he? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Whoever you believe the greatest offensive lineman of all time is did not have the retirement tour that Jason Kelce is having right now. He did not. Did Anthony Munoz have this press conference when he retired? Was it Anthony Munoz's retirement tour for a month after the Super Bowl? Jake, it's a little bit much. I get it. He was really, really good, but it's nonstop. I thought Kelce retired after the Super Bowl, and then we're a month later and we finally had the press conference. It's enough already with Jason Kelce. He's not the greatest lineman of all time. I get it. They're fun. They're lovable. But, like, what are we doing? A retirement tour for a center? Am I nuts?
All right. Well, all right. This is – what's going on here?
It's a little – James. It's now, not, James is biased, okay, because he's a Chiefs fan. Travis,
I hate
Kelce.
Philadelphia,
it's
though.
A little bit much, James. Come it's, on,
I'm
be
right,
fair.
I'm right down the middle. I hate Philadelphia. I do love the Chiefs.
You can look at Jason unbiased. You could do that?
Yes, I think
okay.
so. Yeah.
All right.
So this is – like, listen to this. This is the – these are the guys
Go
that
on.
You hate?
When I landed in Australia and seeing – all the cameras and
yeah, you're like the Beatles.
Yeah, I went into the to the FBO.
Yoko Ono.
I'm like the Beatles. Yoko Ono. Was that Speed Skater? That's Apollo.
Are you thinking of Apollo and like Anton Ono?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. God, that's good. Yoko Ono.
Like, those are the guys that you're sick of?
Okay, first of all, that is a funny reference, Apollo Anton Ono. The younger crowd may not have gotten that reference. That is a funny reference. He fell a bunch of times, but then he finally got up. It was awesome. I don't... Excellent. Excellent work there. Excellent
work. He didn't
work.
Give himself the retirement tour, Zaz.
He held a
press conference announcing that he was officially retired. I mean, you can't fault him for the way the media covered his, you know, his experiences at, you know, during Super Bowl week when his brother's in the Super Bowl. Like, that's not his fault.
It's
not
so
his fault. He's so likable that everyone loves him and
I like them personally
to him.
Too.
Doesn't
again,
sound like it.
You're
well,
saying
like
Zaslow doesn't like these guys.
Yeah,
not true.
That's what I hear.
That is not the point I'm making whatsoever. I think they're perfectly fine. I think they're fun. Matter of fact, like I said, I love when they talk about their relationship with each other. But my God, a retirement tour for a center?
Was it really a tour? Like what were you referring to other than like the press conference? Like what tour? Like this is not like Derek Jeter getting gifts from everybody or Kobe getting gifts from everybody in his last year. Like
they were in Cleveland last night at an NBA game and they had bobbleheads on NBA on TNT last night. They were passing around. Shaq broke the bobblehead, but nonetheless, they were passing it around on set there. What are we doing here? Can we be honest for a second here?
Well, he just retired. The press conference was what, on Monday?
You're right. He did just retire. What is he the greatest offensive lineman ever? When has an offensive lineman had this type of attention after retiring? And
well,
it's not like the Eagles just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, fair, but very few offensive linemen have, you know, a Hall of Fame brother who's dating the biggest superstar on the planet.
There you go. It's a good job out of you, Jake. There you go. Finally, somebody said it. Now, I'm not someone who got annoyed with the Taylor Swift stuff. I like it. I like that she was at the games and supporting her boyfriend. Let her support her boyfriend. I thought that was so overdone, the outrage over it. But, Jake, you're 1,000 – that's a good job out of you. You're 1,000% right. The attention – it's his brother is Travis, and he's dating Taylor Swift. Let's be honest.
No. Even before that, though, their podcast is one of the biggest podcasts in the world, and that was before Taylor Swift. People were falling in love with the Kelces before that.
They had a reality show where a lot of people who didn't even like football liked, you know, the Kelce family, liked Kylie Kelce, Jason's wife. So I think that has a lot to do with it, too. A lot of just – females in general just love the Kelces because they watch that show and they love Kylie Kelce too.
It's so much to me. And I don't want to get to a place where I dislike them because everybody likes them. That's not the place I'm at. And I don't ever plan on getting to that place. I just don't understand this outpouring of universal praise. I mean, like I said, is he the greatest offensive lineman of all? Is he even the greatest center of all time? Is he the greatest offensive lineman of all time? It is wild to me. The Super Bowl was a month ago. The season ended a month ago. Heck, Jason Kelce's season ended 2 months ago. Did you see what Tampa Bay did to the Eagles that game? I mean, and now, a week into March, we're doing this huge press conference. Maybe I'm on an island on my own. Jake, am I on an island on my own? Am I lonely?
Well, I just think you hate the attention they're getting, but like you have to understand, he hadn't yet officially retired, so there was always going to be a press conference, and it's not just that he's retiring from football and he's a football player retiring because of his brother and because of the Taylor Swift storyline. He's a lot bigger than just your typical football player retiring. And to be fair to him, all right, he's not the best offensive lineman of all time. He is going to be probably only like the fifth center, if my math is right, to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's still one of the greatest ever at his position. So he's had a historic career. He's a lifelong Eagle in one of the biggest media markets in the country, most passionate fan base you can make a case in the NFL. So I do understand why there's a ton of attention. It sounds like you just hate the attention more than you actually hate, you know, Travis or Jason here.
I don't hate either one of them. And I guarantee you the previous four centers, if you're right about that number that are in the Hall of Fame, I guarantee you they didn't have bobblehead night in a different sport a couple days after they had their retirement ceremony. But here's the question, all right? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You're listening to Amber and Ian. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. He's Jake Asman. There's got to be something out there, like for me. I'm sick of the Jason Kelce retirement tour. Everyone else seems to be in love with it. Everybody, I feel like, has that thing. Is there someone or something that you are sick of or you dislike that everyone else universally loves? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I feel like we all have that thing, and we don't understand why everyone else loves it. We'll hear from you guys coming up next. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, next on Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You can tell your smart speakers to play ESPN Radio, and you could hear us wherever you're at. Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. He's Jake Asman. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. You can hop aboard. We're taking your calls here at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So here's where we left off, Jake. I have no dislike for the Kelce brothers, all right? Who wouldn't like the Kelce brothers?
Hate them.
No, no, that is not true.
You despise them. You want them tarred and feathered like Ryan Clark wants, anyone who doesn't play Caleb Williams week one.
It was a really strong opinion from Ryan Clark on what should happen to the family members of someone who doesn't play Caleb Williams right away. It was a really intense opinion, the effect, the butterfly effect from sitting Caleb Williams for that general manager's family. But nonetheless.
Yeah, Jake, these are the guys that Zaz can't stand. These guys.
We did not talk about much of your retirement, and I wanted to make sure that you didn't feel any pressure from me to keep going, knowing I wanted you to keep going. I wanted you to keep playing this game.
Why didn't you tell me this? I would have changed my mind.
No. You've always been a step ahead of me in this game. Yeah, but it's in this game alone, you've always been a step ahead of me, and it's always been like I've had that flotation device right there to have you out of it, man. It feels empty, and it definitely it feels like it's complete, you know. Mm-hmm. It was a success.
I hear you.
It was a fun journey to watch, and And like I said yesterday, man, I just appreciate you showing me the way and bringing us all along the journey with you, big guy.
We showed each other the way. You've been playing for a long time on your own, and I look forward to being able to appreciate and watch your games more and take in the bigger picture of football and everything that it has to offer.
Well, it was just, it was cool being being the tag team of the National Football League. Pretty cool.
See, I don't like how you're framing this, James.
Yeah,
all right,
I like those guys. It's
because
weird, man.
I specifically said I really, really enjoy the brotherly relationship. I enjoy the way they love each other and talk about each other. Those are the Kelseys. You had Jason getting very emotional there with Travis. What I dislike or what I don't understand is all of the attention around this Jason Kelce's retirement. I'm over it, Jake. Everyone else seems to love it. I'm over it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jake, do you have something that everyone else seems to love and can't get enough of, and you're just sick of it? You don't get it.
So this is not quite as universally loved as the Kelce's clearly are by everyone but you, but I can't stand golf. I'm not going to lie to you. Honestly, like I'll put it like this. If the Masters were played in my backyard, I'd close the blinds. Like,
wow!
I could care less. It is boring. Anytime I've tried to play golf, I end up with bad blisters on my fingers. My friends love it. Oh, we get to go and drink beer, and like I'll come along for the golf cart ride, fine. But you know, or smoke a cigar. But the actual playing of golf and how frustrated everyone gets about it. Everyone complains about their golf game.
You're getting a golf clap for that take. Apparently,
I could care. That's another dumb thing about golf. The golf clap. Like
you want louder claps.
Oh, we're golf. We have our own unique clap. It's got to be soft and pretentious. Ugh, I can't stand golf, and once again, if the Masters was played in my backyard, wow, I would close the blinds. I have no interest.
I mean, the Masters is such a tough ticket to get. If it was played in your backyard, you're not even going to watch. That's something.
I'd call the police. I'd say, get off my property.
Wow. That's amazing. You got another one, Jake?
I also despise award shows. Not quite at the level of golf, but people love award shows.
I like award shows, yeah.
I got no interest in it, man. The speeches usually very pretentious in nature.
True.
The commercials are nonstop. I don't know. The whole glitz and glamour of it. Give me a random sporting event any day of the week over some award show that people are going nuts all over social media every time there is an award show.
So I am so over the Kelce retirement tour. Everybody else seems to love it. What is something that you do not like that everyone else loves? Let's go to California. This is Ivan. Ivan is up on Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio. Go ahead, Ivan.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Now, be patient with me. Mm-hmm. I'm born and raised Chicago. So basically, LeBron James is the person that I hate the most for the fact that he will never be Michael Jordan. Never sniff Michael Jordan's jock. That's number one. All right? Because he's just a ball hog. He just irritates me. If Jordan would have got eight titles, LeBron would be trying to get 10. So it's never going to happen. And LeBron needs just to hang it up and stop playing. His 40 points, his 40,000 points are asterisks. There's an asterisk behind them as far as I'm concerned.
Wow. Wow. All right. Thanks for the call, Ivan. I mean, the whole Michael Jordan, if he gets 8, LeBron would try to get 10. I think LeBron's trying to win no matter what.
Isn't that what you want, though? Wouldn't every athlete want that? I don't know. I get LeBron is not the most likable athlete, so I understand the hate, but I don't think there's an asterisk over his 40,000 points. I mean, he's played 20 years in the league at an unbelievably high level, so it's a testament to his longevity he's been able to get that many points.
Let's hear from Dan. Dan is in Philly. Oh, I'm sure Philly is so angry with me right now. Dan, you're up next on Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio. Go ahead, Dan. Dan, hello. All right.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, there you go. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, sorry about that. I said I just don't understand the hating on Jason. It's only been 2 days now. All the nonsense we see in the NFL, this is the best feel-good story in the country, not just on the East Coast, in the country, and you're hating on them. And here's a guy that they're never going to forget. And what was your name again?
Jonathan.
Are we just jealous of these guys? Come on, man. Come on.
Well done, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. Now, look, is it coming off that I am upset with Jason Kelce? I'm not upset with Jason Kelce. It's this coverage that we've had for the last, literally, it's been 2 months. They lost in the first round. They lost in the wild card.
But it's not just of him. He gets lumped in with his brother, and his brother's team was in the Super Bowl. And once again, his brother is dating the most famous person probably on the planet right
yes.
now. So your hatred is of the Kelce brothers' coverage, not specifically
yes.
Jason or Travis.
I like the Kelces. I like the two of them as individuals, yes.
But complaining about their coverage is like complaining that, like, you know, the sky is blue. Like, you got to understand why they get covered the way they do. Like, they're two Hall of Fame football players. Travis's team was in the Super Bowl. And Taylor Swift's the most famous person on the planet. The coverage the last couple months was focused on that. And the last couple days, yes, it's been about Jason because he retired. But it hasn't been a retirement tour. It's been a Travis Kelce, we're going to follow the storyline because the Chiefs were winning every week.
Yes.
Because they were going on a Super Bowl run.
Yes. You hit the nail on the head, Jake. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan is in Utah. Ryan's up next on Amber and Ian. Go ahead.
Yes. Prime, this new Prime drink that's just like blown up everywhere. Baseball, Little League baseball community, Little League football community, and I don't like it. It's gross. Gatorade all the way. And I'll hang up. Thanks.
That's, yes, Gatorade is phenomenal. That's Logan Paul's drink, right? Prime, isn't that? Have you ever had Prime before, Jake?
U.S. champion, Logan Paul?
That's right. WWE U.S. champion, Logan Paul.
I have not. So I don't know if I hate it because I've never tried it. What if it's actually good? I don't know.
From what I understand, Jake, because the kids love it. Prime is such a big deal with the kids. Apparently, it is just so sugar-based. Like, really, really sweet. And it's supposed to be like an energy drink or a sports drink, you know, like Gatorade, like Ryan said there. But that's Logan Paul's deal, Prime. That's not for me, but the kids love it. Let's go to New Mexico. This is Blast. He's up next on Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio. Go ahead.
Fellas, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey, so I'm an Eagles fan, man. And I got to say, I can agree with what you said earlier, you know, about Anthony Munoz. I remember when he played for the Bengals. Tell me one person in this generation that has been better than Jason Kelce on the offensive line, number one. Number two, back in Anthony Munoz, Jeff Saturday's time, we didn't have the power of social media.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't get on Jason Kelce so much, because he has been the greatest offensive lineman of this generation. What I'm tired of is Taylor Swift and his brother. The Super Bowl made more money because of her face than it did because of the teams that were in there.
Thanks for the call, Blaz. Jake, I like the Taylor Swift stuff. I mean, honestly.
Funny to me that you don't have an issue with the Taylor Swift stuff, but you have an issue with the Kelce brothers' coverage. Like, if anything, at least, they're football players being covered. Taylor Swift's a pop star that you know, became a bandwagon Chiefs fan midway through their dynasty here. Like, I don't have a problem with either, for the record, but I'm surprised that your problem's with the Kelce coverage and not the Swift coverage.
Because you know what? It makes sense to me what the NFL was doing there, where you're bringing in so many new viewers. Like, let me ask Jake, were the Swifties tuning in to the Jason Kelce press conference? Maybe they were. I don't, like, I'm literally asking you, do you think, were the Swifties in on the Jason Kelce press conference?
I'm sure they were, because Travis was there, and I saw that there were a couple pictures of Travis wearing a friendship bracelet that apparently is a Taylor Swift bracelet. So they were all over it, baby, of course.
I know it was big with the Swifties on social media. The clips of Jason Kelce and all that. So you got them saying, you know, basically they've been following the Kelces for the last, what, 4 or 5 months, and now they're sobbing over Jason Kelce retiring just because they, you know, they're Swifties and now they're invested in the NFL.
Jake, did Peyton Manning get this attention when he retired?
It was a big deal. I mean, they had just won the Super Bowl.
I don't think we were doing it 2 months later. I don't think we're carrying on for 2 months.
Well, once
again, happened, Jason Kelce.
He only just officially retired, right? And he was only in the spotlight because his brother's team was still playing, so he was going to the games every week. If the Chiefs had got eliminated by the Bills, I don't think, you know, there's as much attention as there's been on them. But think about it. You had the bye week in between the Super Bowl to talk Taylor Swift and Kelce brothers. Then you had the Super Bowl. Then you had the parade. Then you have all the, you know, the media appearances that these guys have done since the Super Bowl. So, like, you kind of put it all together, and it was like the perfect storm of this coverage.
So
it's the Bills' fault is what you're saying.
for not knocking him out. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
It's the Bills' fault.
Maybe. Let's squeeze one more in. Let's go to Montana. This is Kevin. Kevin, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead on Amber and Ian.
All right. Hey, thanks for having me on. I am tired of the Johnny Manziel social media blitz. It's the rehabilitation tour. All of a sudden, he's everywhere, and all of a sudden, he's higher, taking the high ground about Heisman trophies, even though he's been to the ceremony before, but now he's not going. It feels like this is his moment to rehab his reputation, and I'm just tired of it. He's everywhere. And everybody, he just seems to be popping up everywhere. And even when he talked about Cleveland, nobody was helping him. So he doesn't seem like a person who really is taking any responsibility. He just gets to be on the rehabilitation tour for anybody who gets to listen to him talk.
Thanks for the call. Now you see, Jake, that guy knows how to play the game. Because I feel like everyone really has enjoyed what we've been hearing from Johnny Manziel for the last couple weeks, right? That guy knows how to play the game.
Yeah, that's fair. I will say he did take more accountability for the Cleveland stuff than our last caller intimated, but that's fair. I mean, look, Johnny Manziel did a lot of stupid things in his career, but it does seem like he has learned a lot, I guess not technically retired, but, it seems like he's sober now and is in a much better spot. So I loved him in college. He was one of my favorite athletes to ever watch in college, so I wish him well. I don't hate him like our last caller does.
All right, coming up, last night in the association, the Boston Celtics, their streak came to a crashing halt. Tonight, we got a big one between the Bucks and Warriors. Have the Bucks fixed what had ailed them previous to the All-Star break? That's coming up next. You're listening to Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
Got a couple hot NBA games tonight. 10 o'clock Eastern, Bucks-Warriors. 10:30 Kings-Lakers. A little late night action there if you're on the East Coast. You're listening to Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Both Amber and Ian are out tonight. He's Jake Asman. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. So, speaking of the association, we'll get to one of those games that's coming up tonight in a moment here. But last night, the Celtics, their 11-game win streak came to an end, all right? They're still obviously running away with the Eastern Conference. They're 48-13, Jake. They are 7.5 games ahead of who's number two right now, Milwaukee. Cleveland's dropped a half game back of them, even though they won last night against the Celtics. The Celtics were up by 22 early in the fourth quarter last night, and Cleveland comes storming back. Now, you're a New York guy, all right? So you're a Knicks guy. But when you look at this Celtic team, do they scream, a team that's going to roll through the Eastern Conference in the playoffs the way that they have the regular season, essentially?
They certainly should. I mean, if not now, then when for the Boston Celtics? I mean, this to me is their best chance at winning a title with this core, right? Because you look at the East right now, you have the Embiid injury, which essentially eliminates the Sixers. You look at the Bucks. I know they've been playing great lately with, the 6 straight wins and 8 of 10. But still, I mean, Doc Rivers has a history of failing to win big games come postseason time, and he's supposed to be the answer to get the Bucks over the top. I don't buy into them just yet. You go down the list. I mean, Cleveland, great win over Boston, of course, but no one trusts the Cleveland Cavaliers yet in a big spot. The Knicks, I mean, if they're healthy, maybe could challenge them, but the Knicks right now aren't healthy, and it's a big if they're going to be healthy. Plus, when Julius Randle is healthy, he has not been good in the postseason, so they need some help with Jalen Brunson to go on a serious run. You just kind of go through each team in the East, and I just think the Celtics are clearly the best team. The record reflects that. How they have played for most of the year reflects that. They have been knocking on the door for a while. They did go to the finals a couple of years ago. I just feel like right now, Zaz, if they don't win at all, when are they winning at all? This is their best shot at it.
So speaking of championship or bust, Danny Green, ESPN NBA analyst, he was right here on Amber and Ian last night.
It's definitely a win or bust type of season. If they don't win, they're gonna, a lot of people, especially within the organization and outside of fans, are going to look at it as a bust. You can't be 6-7 games ahead of everybody in the league, have the best season, beat everybody by 20, 30, and sometimes 50, and not win a title. And they've been doing this for the last couple of years. Made the trades, got the pieces you wanted. You got Porzingis, you got Drew Holiday. So there's no excuses at this point. I mean, I guess the last thing I would say would be coaching. They need more coaching experience, but they have everything you've asked for and needed. So you got to get it done.
Now, look. Jake, I'm very biased. All right, I'm here in Miami. I hate the Celtics.
I smell the heat culture on you from here.
You're a New York guy, Knicks guy. The Knicks and Heat go back many, many years, of course. But I dislike the Celtics infinitely more than the New York Knicks. That's kind of a crazy thing to say, right? But it's true. So I'm biased. I got to put it out there. I'm all about transparency. All right. So I'm biased when it comes to the Celtics. But I'm in. They're running away with the East. I am in, I have to see it to believe it mode with the Boston Celtics. This core, and really the core is Brown and Tatum, because Holiday just got there, Porzingis just got there. I mean, you want to throw Horford, Derek White into the core? Okay, fine. But Brown and Tatum, that's the core. And those guys there, for me, when we get to the playoffs, it's a different game. When you see the Celtics scoring 130, 140, that stuff doesn't happen in the postseason. This game slows down. And I look at other teams, specifically a team like Miami. I would look at a team like New York. I'm high on the Knicks if they're healthy. I love what the Knicks did right before the deadline. The fact is, can they get healthy? But teams like that that will defend, that can slow it down in the half court, that can make tough shots with the game on the line. And I look at Tatum and Brown, and I haven't seen it. I mean, you go back to the NBA Finals back in 2022, and Tatum was not good in those finals. I don't necessarily trust those two. And Porzingis, I mean, Jake, have you played for the Knicks? Never played in a big spot with the Knicks. Have you seen how Porzingis will perform in a big spot? I've never seen it. I have no idea how he's going to perform in a big spot.
Look, it's certainly fair to question it. I don't love the East this year. I think it's a down conference from where it's been.
It is.
So, once again, to me, it is championship or bust, because if not now, then when? Are they never going to win with this core? Which I guess you start talking about
maybe
if they
not.
Don't get it done this year. I don't know who that second team in the East would be right now. I know you're a Miami guy, but do you really see this Heat team beating, you know, the Celtics in the best of
yes.
seven? I know they did yeah. it last year. I don't know. There was a lot that went into that last year for that to actually happen. I think they're clearly the best team. I think Porzingis gives them something they haven't had. It's fair. He hasn't played in a bunch of big playoff games, but he's also the number three, some nights number four on that team. And the way he could help them stretch the floor and what he brings on both ends. Look, I'm not the biggest Porzingis fan for obvious reasons as a Knicks guy, but you got to tip your cap. He's been sensational for them. And look, your criticisms are fair. I would simply say, if not now, then when? This is their best chance to do it. If they can't get it done, I mean, you have to at that point consider trading Brown, trading Tatum, because it's not working. Because if not now, then when for the Celtics?
We got Bucks and Warriors tonight, which I'm very interested in for a couple of reasons. The Bucks, they've won, what is it, 5 or 6 in a row at this point, Milwaukee's won. They've won 6 in a row, all right? So now they're 9-7 under Doc Rivers. I'm curious what they're going to look like tonight because, you know, some of those wins have come against, like two of them are against the Charlotte Hornets. The game a couple last night was without Giannis. I know Lillard had, I think it was 41 points. So I'm looking forward to how they're going to look tonight against the Warriors and a Warriors team coming off of a 600-point loss to the Celtics a couple of days ago. So I'm into that game tonight. The Bucks, though, I don't believe they're another team. I got to see it to believe it. I don't believe in this Bucks team either, but I think that probably goes to your point where this Eastern Conference this year, it feels a little bit soft.
Yeah, it's not great, and you probably love it as a Heat fan because you know with Spoelstra and the Heat culture and all the nonsense you guys spew down in South Beach that all you need to do is just get in and you got a chance. But I do think the Celtics are clearly the best team. I don't love Milwaukee, but it's a wide-open East if you want to play that game.
All right, so the MVP conversation is somewhat wide open as well. We're going to talk to an expert coming up next. This is Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio.
Wednesday night on ABC. Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.